Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. I thank God for another year. Happy New Year, glory to God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International, and I thank God for everyone that has called in over the phone lines and for all our internet listeners for tuning in to our internet radio broadcast. Glory to God. And tonight is the first Tuesday where our own apostle, Leonard Emmons, come forth with the word. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Happy New Year. Glory to God for another year, and just excited to see what he's going to do in the lives of his people. So at this time, Apostle, I yield the line to you.
Well, all right then. Praise God. Praise God. We praise God for a kingdom builders, kingdom daughters. We praise God for evangelists. Dana, Hannah, and we praise God for all of those that are with us this evening. We praise God for Minister Prophetess Teresa and her husband Quentin. We praise God for all of those that are just standing strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We praise God for all of you, my brothers and sisters. We praise God for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that is standing on the wall. We praise God that the Lord has graced us. He's made us even witnesses and ministers and servants and those that are witnesses of His mercy even in this particular day and time. We bless God today. And we also say Happy New Year to every one of you under the sound of my voice. We pray God's blessing upon you, God's blessing upon your family, God's blessing upon even what He has purposed in your own life. We pray God's blessing and His increase and multiplication. We pray God's enlargement of your view, your vision, your outlook, the prophetic edge that God has given you, the insight, the revelatory grace working in your life, even for this coming year. We just are blessed even to be a part of this Kingdom Builders broadcast, this broadcast tonight. And we're so grateful to God for the changes that the Lord has scheduled for all of us. Amen. And tonight, as we go forward, we are fresh. We make much of the blood of Christ Jesus. And we appropriate the very essence and the value and the impact of the blood of Christ Jesus, our atonement. We appropriate the voice of that blood speaking of greater things than the blood of Abel. We access the very glory that God has set aside and predestined for us to experience and for us to walk in so that we can see the glory of God, so that we can be witnesses and agents of change in the earth. And we access the very essence and the glory of God, the very person of the Spirit of glory, the Holy Ghost. And we subject and submit ourselves to the Spirit of God even tonight. And we subject and submit even this broadcast tonight, this podcast, even to the influence and the significance of what Jesus wants done in the earth and in our own lives. And we, right now, we dismantle and destroy everything that would war against this broadcast tonight. We come against every spirit that would even war against any aspect of any hindrance that would look to arise because of this scheduled broadcast and this blog talk event. We are so grateful to Jesus for being so gracious to us tonight, and as we go forward, we fully yield and submit this broadcast, this blog talk event to the Lord Himself. And so, Lord, we bless You and praise You now, and we submit our bare hearts and our minds and our tongues to You, Lord Jesus. We bless God that our tongues will be the pen of the ready writer Himself, and that we'll speak as the oracles of God. Again, we bless God for all of you, my brethren, this evening. We'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to a very familiar passage of Scripture over here in Ecclesiastes. Praise God. Some of you probably were aware that, you know, if you were with us on Sunday, praise God, and we were talking, and we want to, because I'm moved fresh by the Spirit of God again to just to encourage folk for this coming calendar year 2013. For some of you that can appreciate some of the Hebraic emphasis that we try our best to put on various things, we also know that Hebraically speaking, this is the year 5773. And with that, we want to remind you that our God has scheduled the total destruction of some of the giants that you've been warring against over the course of your life. Some of you have some giants that, I mean, you know that they're spiritual giants. You know that they're obstacles, that they're agents of hindrance and frustration. And God wants to destroy some of those giants in your life, even as you move forward in the promised land that God has set you to enter in on. God also this year wants to dismantle, destroy, and annihilate some dragons. I'm not talking about some garden snakes. I'm talking about some show-enough bona fide dragons that you've been warring against for quite a while. And God wants you to become a dragon slayer, and he wants to use you as an instrument to slay the dragons that have been hounding you and reaping destruction in your life and in your family. And so we're so grateful to God that God has put us at this position even to be giant killers and dragon slayers. However, you know, remember now, God has given you the authority. He has not given the giants nor the dragons the authority to stop you in what God has predestined you to experience and for you to do for him. Over here in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise the name of Jesus. Then in verse 11, I want us to go there. Praise God. And those of you that, under the sound of my voice, we encourage you to read all of the scriptures, the verses leading up to the 11th verse. It says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the work in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. We got to be mindful as we go forward with the Lord that our God, remember, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He himself, Christ Jesus, the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And the scriptures tell us in the New Testament that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that has given us the capacity and the ability to believe God. Jesus himself, in fact, the very faith that you're operating on, whether you like it or not, is Jesus' faith. The Bible says that God has given to every man the measure of faith. And Jesus is the one that's given you the quantity, the capacity, the wherewithal to believe and to trust God. And it is up to us for us to yield to the spirit of faith, for us to give ourselves and to commit ourselves even to the Holy Spirit. Remember, he's the one that's in the earth to help us. He's the paraclete. He's the one called alongside to help us. Jesus talks about that in the 14th, 15th, and the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. And so Jesus expects us to yield to his spirit. He is expecting us to allow the Holy Ghost to help us so that we can reach our destiny, so that we can complete our assignment. However, we got to remember now, our assignment is something that God himself has assigned. Our assignment is based upon what God has assigned. And so there are signs. There are different elements and different distinctive things that God has placed as signpost, as billboard, as noted landmarks that we are to look to govern ourselves. Remember, our steps are ordered by the Lord. That's if you're righteous. If you're righteous, your steps are ordered by the Lord. And so it's not just about you independently planning your life without God's input nor his influence and his direction, and of course, one of the more crucial things, and his support. You know, it's insane for us to look to go forward in this life and have a tendency not to be aware that we're subjected even to the will of God, not to mention that we can do things without his support. Here in verse 1 of the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. Now, I'd also like you to turn over here. Praise God. Hold your place there. We're going to come back here at some point to Ecclesiastes. But I want you to turn over here to Psalms. Praise God. There's a very interesting quote here, praise God, by the psalmist. And I'd like for you to, again, remind yourself. We're talking about this 2013. And we're talking about this designated allotted time. We're talking about your time, my brother. We're talking about your time, my brother. That's what we want to focus on. And yet, when we start to talk about time, we got to remember now there are elements of time that you and I are called to walk out of time. Now, we introduced a discussion on Sunday, praise God, about how we at some point need to ask ourselves, am I out of time yet? And in talking about that, am I out of time or are we in time? Because you, at some point, you know, you, when you ask yourself, or you start to be aware that not only are you probably out of time in some areas, but there's some things that you need to declare, decree, announce, pronounce, and you need to legislate with your mouth that there's some things that are completely out of time, that the expiration date on how long that stuff is to stay in your life has passed. And the key event that determine whether those issues and those things that you've been challenged with for years, whether they still have any viable say-so in your life, is the cross at Calvary, what Jesus accomplished at Calvary. And so you and I have to remember now what Jesus did at the cross at Calvary is the center stage as to whether some of the things that you've been dealing with that you thought you had to because of whatever, those things are out of time. But God has given you the authority. He's given you the power. Even death and life is in the power of the tongue. The kingdom as we know it is voice activated. And so situations and circumstances are waiting on you as a member of the royal family. You are part of the royal priesthood. You are of a kingly nature. Your born-again experiences place you in a company and in a family that has royal supernatural authority. And yet, many times we think that we are completely 1,000% subject to time. I want you to look at something here. Praise God. Turn over here to Psalms, the book of Psalms. Praise God. Very familiar passage of scripture, Psalms 31. And there is a noted verse there, praise God, that we want to make sure that we utilize as a speaking point, praise God, even tonight. Praise God here in Psalms. Psalms 31. Some of you probably already know where I'm going. You theologians, glory to God. Praise God. We are so grateful to God that you're with us tonight. We trust that you will be encouraged as well. In Psalms 31, there's a statement here the psalmist makes. In verse 15, it says, my times are in thy hand. He says, deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. So we have, as I noted before at the beginning here, there's some enemies that God wants to deliver you from. there's some enemies, some giants, some dragons that God wants to deliver you from. However, you and I are going to have to allow God to help us so that we can slay these dragons and so that we can take the head off of these giants that have been warring against us and persecuting us. And one of the keys to that is for us to be mindful that our times are in God's hands. In the Amplified Version, it says, "My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my foes and for those who persecute me and who pursue me, and persecute me." And some of you, even in your dreams, you know, you're being chased by different things and you're being hounded by different enemies. And some of you, you know, you didn't really want to acknowledge it, but, you know, if you have nightmares where you're being chased by different animals and different things, you got to understand God wants to deliver you from that. He wants to liberate you from those night hag devils, those demons that war against you in your sleep. And by the blood of Jesus, right now I apply the blood to everyone under the sound of my voice, and I cover your mind right now, my brother. I cover your mind right now, my sister, in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. And I take authority over everything that would attack you in the midnight hour, in the night season, in Christ Jesus' name. I break the power of every curse or every judgment that has been released against you to be hounded at night in Jesus' name. I cancel every assignment right now. And in Jesus' name, I command and forbid any demon to keep any of those under the sound of my voice from sleeping sweetly tonight in Christ Jesus' name. I loose you, my brother. I loose you, my sister, even from the distractions of being terrorized in your sleep. I bind up all sleep terrors. I bind up all night terrors, every terrorist spirit that has been terrorizing you in Jesus' name. And I loose the shalom, the peace of God upon you in Christ Jesus' name. In Psalms 31, verse 15, it says, "My times are in thy hand." Now, here it tells us, the psalmist said, "My times are in thy hand." Now, we got to remember, as we read there further in Ecclesiastes, it says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven." By the grace of God, you and I, my brother, everyone under the sound of my voice, we're about to experience the 13th year of the designated year in the second millennia, as far as we know, time. And right now, this is the 13th year of the 2000th year. Now, we understand that, you know, the times as recorded are not 1,000% accurate, and there's some mistakes there, but this, nevertheless, is the year 2013. And for those of you that have been tied to witchcraft and any kind of history of being involved in horoscope and astrology, whatever, and those who are being involved in the occult, we know the number 13 potentially can be a very, very a challenging number for many. But I just want to tell you, no, I'm telling you right now, the grace of God is all on this year. We're about to see God do some things. In fact, some of you have already seen God move up to this point. As we've been talking about, God is doing a new thing since August of this year. We've been talking about God doing a new thing. And so with that, there's some things that God has purposed and set for us. There's some foundational things that God has placed us to be stabilized in. And the stability that we have now is so that we can move forward, so that we can see the glory of God. It says in verse 1, "To everything there is a season."
And so that includes you, my brother. That includes you, my sister. At a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, since you and I all came to the earth by God, that's not one human being born. I could care less what your ethnicity is. I could care less what your geographical location might be. You born into the earth as a human being, you came from that eternal realm. I'm going to say that again. Your birthplace is not the earth initially. Your birthplace, and you were planned. You're not an accident. Oh, my God, they may have called you an accident, my brother. They may have called you an accident, my sister, but you're not an accident. Now, since your arrival to the earth, you may have been treated like a stepchild. You may have been treated horribly, you know, by the parents or the guardians that you have been subjected to. But you got to understand, you came out of eternity. Your very life and the very essence of who you are and what you are, it came from the mind and the heart of God, our Father, the Creator, Jesus. And so you came fully loaded. You have come to the earth with God's purpose, laws inside of you. And see, everything that God sows is for a purpose and for a reason. You come to the earth with God's resources sown inside of you. You come to the earth with God's software. You've been downloaded before you were birthed. Just like Jeremiah, praise the name of Jesus, God knew you before in your mother's womb. In your mother's womb, God knew you, and you came here as a prophetic answer to earth's problems, to earth's challenges. You have been laden with God stuff inside of you. And a lot of the shoot match and a lot of the problems, difficulties that you've been challenged with, the reason why those giants have been warring against you, the reason why those dragons have been challenging you over the course of your life, is to stop your full potential. And you got to understand, you cannot allow anything to stop you from growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a greater need. There is a high call of God upon you and a greater need for you to advance yourself in this year. Those of you under the sound of my voice, I challenge you to join with us beginning tomorrow for a 21-day fast. Actually, we're going to do 220 by the grace of God. We've been moved by the Holy Ghost to go into a 21-day fast beginning tomorrow. So that's 42 days of fasting and praying, pursuing and seeking the face of God, calling on God. And allowing God to be our center and our focus. And we want to challenge those of you under the sound of our voice. Now, mind you, we know good well, first of all, you are going to experience revival. And we want to encourage you that during these 42 days of fasting and praying, that you cry out to God for revival, your own revival. You being revived, you being, you know, inspired, you calling for God to restore the joy of your salvation, and you crying out to God for your own personal revival, and then you crying out to God that God will use you as an instrument of revival, and that you would be released as a blessing to your family, your community, this nation, and the world. We are trusting and believing in God that we're going to experience the greatest time with God that we've ever seen and we've ever experienced. Why? Because to everything there is a season. I believe that God has purchased our salvation and has placed us in the earth for us to be instruments of a seasonal change in the earth. It says, and a time to every purpose under that. I believe that this is the time that God has set aside for him to cause his purposes to be set in place for us. And I believe that we're instruments of change and that God want to use us to bring change to the earth. Now, verse 2 says, a time to be born. Well, obviously you were born, and a time to die. Well, obviously we're not dead. So since we've been born and we're not dead, it says a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted in verse 2. So there's a time for us to sow, and then there's a time for us to pluck up what is planted or to reap the harvest. So we're in a time where God wants to bring harvest into the earth, his harvest, not some independent personal harvest, but his harvest. And mind you, over here in Psalms 31, verse 15, it says, my time, that includes yours too, my brother, my times are in thy hand, God's hand. God's hand. God's hand. Your time's in God's hand. Now, when we start to talk about time, praise God, we got to remember now, time was created by God. God created time. We see that in Genesis 1. We see the evolution and the revolution of events there in Genesis 1. Remember, time is basically an accounting of the duration of events. Okay, you got chronos time, you got all of the aspects of calculating what's most significance. And is this a chronos time? Yes, it is. This is the time for you and I as children of the Most High God to be totally all in with God. The nations of the world are perplexed. They don't know the answer. They're trying to get as much money as they can. They're being inspired by the enemy to just get the money, make the money. And see, money ain't everything, and money will answer all things, but it ain't everything. Now, it's important for us. See, our purpose supersedes how much money you get. I know for some of the folk who are believing God for prosperity, and I'm not against prosperity, but your purpose carries more weight than how much money you get. Now, mind you, if our times are in God's hand, God is fully aware of what our gross worth is economically. Okay, now first of all, it supersedes what you think. When you look at the kingdom of God, you're beyond a billionaire. Okay, I mean, come on now. Remember now, you are birthed by God. How much is God worth? Come on, talk to me, somebody. What's God's worth? And remember, you one of his children. Come on, talk to me, somebody. And so, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in, you know, how much money you got. Well, first of all, you're God's child. What's God's worth? Remember, you are you are one of his children. And this same Bible says that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Now, so please don't get all. You might say, but man, listen, I only have enough money to pay my rent. Well, okay, all right, I understand that. That's real. But the reality is, you're God's child. There, your time, your allotment of you being in the earth, it's in God's hand. I mean, trust me, God knows how to get the rent paid. And trust me, he will get the rent paid. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. The rent will be paid. You will not be set outside our doors. David said, I've been young, I've been old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begged. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. You're God's child. He's going to take care of you. Now, here, I hear and feel the stress and the fear that some of you have been challenged with. I want you to understand, your times are in God's hand. That's it. Your times are in God's hand. Now, it's crucial for you at some point to realize that this is a wonderful walk with God. We're walking with God. We're walking with the one that created the universe. We're walking with the one that not only created the universe, he's the one that created time. God has established systems of operation in the kingdom. And yet he's made you an owner of the kingdom. The Bible tells us in Daniel that God has given the kingdom to the saints. And yet, I mean, God just didn't, you know, give us the kingdom without any supervision, praise God, without a manager, praise God. No, the Holy Ghost is that manager. He's that supervisor that we are to honor. And then we have the Word of God, which is the standard operating procedure book, the handbook. And the Word of God now has given us instructions, basic instructions, before leaving what we call the planet Earth, or what the Bible calls the Earth. So we got the Bible. We got the standard operating procedures. Now, unfortunately, many of us have been caught up in this Western Hemisphere of operation. And we've been moved by these dragons and these giants in the world, which has corrupted our thinking. And see, we're supposed to be operating according to the standards of the kingdom. Many of us even have submitted to the concepts that we are in recession. And yet we're in the kingdom. There's no recession in the kingdom of God. Why? Because our times, we belong to God. We've yielded our lives to Jesus. We're born again. Our times are in God's hands. And since our times are in God's hands, it's important for us to recognize that there's some things, though, we're going to have to divorce going forward. We're going to have to recognize that as we go forward, there's some enemies, there's some foes pursuing us. There's some giants and there's some dragons that want to keep us under their rule. But the buck stops tonight. Why? Because our times are in God's hands. We're here on a mission. We're here because of the Lord of glory. The Lord of glory. The King of glory. Turn over here to Hebrews, the second chapter. The book of Hebrews, the second chapter. The devil is trying to do his best to keep us from walking in the dimensions that God has called us to walk in. Over here, praise God. Glory to God. Over here in the second chapter of Hebrews. We want to begin our reading. Verse 6. The one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor. Wow. My brother, you're crowned with glory and honor. And didst set him over the works of thy hands. Okay. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. That includes the dragons, the giants as well. For in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. That's why, praise God, I want to kind of give you a heads up. God wants to destroy and demolish those giants that have been terrorized, those terrorists, those spiritual terrorists. God wants to dismantle them and destroy them. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now listen to this here. For it became him, for whom are all things, by whom are all things. Oh, okay, let me read that again. For it became him, for whom are all things, for whom. So everything belongs to Jesus. That includes you, my brother. That includes you, my sister. And by whom are all things? Well, the Bible tells us in Colossians that Jesus himself, he created all things. Jesus himself created all things. It says, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. I want you to focus and highlight. Bringing many sons, that includes daughters, that word sons is generic, for bringing many children unto glory. Unto glory. God wants to connect you with the glory of God. I want you to turn over here to another scripture in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. The glory of God is our destination. The glory of God is our destination. The glory of God is our destination. The 6th chapter of the prophetic book of Isaiah. It says here, verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Full of his glory. The glory of God is our destination. Now, the glory of God supersedes time. The glory of God supersedes time. Remember, time came out of the glory of God. The glory of God birthed time, designated, and set the parameters for time to exist. Time exists from and by the glory of God. God is right now moving in the earth to fill the whole earth with his glory. You and I, as believers, as children of the Most High God, we have been brought into the glory. Our new birth experience was bringing us into, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the finished work at the cross, it is and was Jesus' ministry to bring us back into the glory. Remember, the Bible tells us that what is sin is the transgression of the law, but is what? Coming short of the glory. It's falling from the glory. That's what Adam did. When he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was trespassing by partaking of that forbidden fruit. And when he did that, he played in the devil's backyard by doing that, and he ended up suffering the penalty of a trespasser, and he fell from glory. The glory departed. he ended up with Ichabod. The weighty presence of God left. The essence of what life is left. The glory realm left. Jesus has come as the last Adam and restored that to mankind. The glory supersedes time. The glory of God, it suspends time. It creates a portal for God to reveal himself in the affairs of man. Jesus totally destroyed what was regulated as time. He started a whole new era because of him manifested in the earth. Mankind had to recognize that the King of Glory had come, independent of their theology, independent of their religiosity. They had to move to change time. They probably didn't know what they were doing. When we say 2013, it's supposed to be representative in the year of our Lord. The King of Glory came, the one that supersedes and operates in that glory dimension, came and designated a distinction of what we know as time. Now I want you to hear what I just, I want you to understand that the glory that is inside of you and that is upon you, my brother, has the capacity to change the history of what you know as the time for your life. Now, mind you, the whole essence of, and the key, of course, is faith. Faith is what takes us in and out of the glory. Your faith, your reliance, you trusting God, you depending upon God, you praying, you decreeing, you declaring, you confessing the word of God will now catapult you into a dimension of glory. Now, praise God for the various levels that you and I have experienced, but I want you to understand, God, you know, in this year, he is changing our address spiritually, and he's catapulting many of us out of the various levels into now another dimension. Each dimension, by some standards, carries with, each dimension represents 7 or 10 levels. So it's, we're praising God for you and I going to another level. Glory to God. But it's crucial for us to make the quantum leap by faith into another dimension. Now, the dimension that God is carrying us into in the year 2013 is a miracle dimension. The glory realm. It's a supernatural dimension. I fully expect many of us to be so transformed by the renewing of our mind. I fully expect that many of us, by the grace of God, by the fall of this coming year, 2013, that some of us will be able to look back and see the transformation. Some of us will look back and be able to see the, if you will, the growth and how we have grown in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord, how we become glory carriers, and how we carry the ark of the covenant in such a way, in such a dimension, as priests of the Most High God, as kings and priests of the Lord. And so that, however, it demands, though, that we're willing to move away what we know as our past. Some of you, you're gonna, and I challenge those of you that are willing to go with us in this fast for the next 42 days, beginning tomorrow, that you will cry out to the Lord as you pursue the face of God daily for 42 days, and as you align yourself with the Holy Ghost. I fully expect many of you, after the 42 days, your health will
will be revolutionized. I fully expect that after 42 days that there would be a consciousness and a recognition of spiritual things that you will see what you haven't seen, and you will be doing what you would have not done spiritually. I decree and release an activation of heaven in your life, my brother, heaven in your life, my sister, that heaven itself, now that there will be a gravitational pull that you, out of your commitment to God, will cause heaven to come closer to where you live. I release faith. I decree the faith of Jesus over you, my brother, over you, my sister. We're talking about mountain-moving faith. We're talking about dragon-slaying faith. We're talking about giant-killing faith. We're talking about advancing the kingdom faith. We're talking about being an absolute demon-buster faith, where you're willing to, by the Spirit of God, do what you haven't done, say what you haven't said, advance in areas that have been stumbling blocks, move, be catapulted by the Holy Ghost, be catapulted by the Word of God, be catapulted, you know, into a realm and dimensions with God that you've never experienced. I loose the faith of Jesus over you now, those of you under the sound of my voice, because it's you operating in the faith of Jesus that will cause you to function and operate in the glory dimension, the glory realm. See, the glory dimension and the glory realm, it supersedes the dimensions of God. We're talking about a prophetic encounter. I release the prophetic mantle. I release the prophetic anointing over those under the sound of my voice right now. I loose you, my brother, from the religiosity of doubt and unbelief. I release you, my sister, from the enslavements of the concepts of men, the concepts of religious organizations that keep you, that have kept you chained and under the subjection of demon powers. I rebuke and bind up all diseases, all infirmities connected with these religious demons in Christ Jesus' name. I break the power of the religious demons that are connected with and covenant with these religious systems of operation. I come against the oppression and the tormenting powers of unforgiveness, resentment, hatred, and malice, bitterness, that cold conspire to keep you locked down, my brother, to keep you locked down, my sister. I rebuke and bind up the scales. I come against the scales that have kept you blinded to spiritual things. And I loose the glory of God right now over your eyes, over your spiritual eyes, for you to see. Father God, I pray that a fresh move of the Holy Ghost would fall upon the people of God under the sound of my voice, and that there's a transport, a heavenly transport connection, and that you now, Lord, use my brother, use my sister as agents of change. I pray now, Father, that all those under the sound of my voice would be visited by you, God, and that you would establish a gate of heaven in their own lives. I pray, God, that the spirit of revival would fall upon those under the sound of my voice. I pray that the spirit of intercession and the spirit of prayer, the spirit of praise, the spirit of worship would fall upon those under the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that you would cause such a new capacity of spiritual endowments, Father, to fall upon us, and that you would enlarge our coast and enlarge our capacity for spiritual things. Lord Jesus, cause our spiritual wounds to be stretched and open up
Lord Jesus, so that we are not distracted by the world system, and that we have an enlarged capacity, Father, to know you and to walk in the dimensions of the kingdom, the dimensions of the supernatural. Father, I thank you right now for my brother, my sister, and you being Lord God, the ruler and the judge of our time. I loose everyone under the sound of my voice from the enslavements of the world system of how to do things. And we decree that the power of the Holy Ghost now is settling upon us to walk in the glory. My brother, my sister, I want you to understand something. The glory of God is what God wants us to release in the earth. The glory of God is this capacity for us to represent heaven. It is the will of God for us to be agents in the earth on behalf of the Lord, so that God himself would have the capacity to bring the change in the earth that he wants. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, you have been elected and selected by God to be one of those agents of change. You, my brother, you, my sister, have been predestined by God to function in the glory. Jesus has come so that the glory dimension will become the standard on the earth. Now, you may or may not want to, be okay with that, but your mission, since you've decided to accept it, you know, just by you giving in to the Lord, is to bring the glory of God into place. Moses said, "Show me your glory," in Exodus 33, verses 18 through 22. He said, "Show me your glory." Turn over here. We're almost done. 1 Samuel, praise God. 1 Samuel, and I want you to see, it's the desire of every human being to see the supernatural. We've said that I don't know how many times, but it is. It's the desire. That's one reason why folk get drunk. They're trying to change something. And if you can't change it naturally, then you try to do what you can to get it by some other means. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, we don't want to be folk like Israel was. In 1 Samuel 4 and 21, there we see how Ichabod set in. The glory departed. Now, mind you, you and I, my brother, we have been designated by God to bring the glory of God into place. In Numbers, the 14th chapter, let us go there once more. Praise God, we're getting there. Numbers, the 14th chapter. Praise the name of Jesus. Verse 22, it says, "But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." Now here, Moses, as he's talking to the people, he's moved by the power of God. He said the whole earth is to be filled with the glory of God. One more scripture in this vein. And Psalms 72. Some of you, this might be a review. Praise God, I ain't mad at you. Glory to God. Thank you for staying with us. I want you to, God is on a mission to fill the whole earth with his glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. The psalmist says, verse 19, it says, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. A double amen there. So God's desire is to fill the whole earth with his glory. Turn over here to Isaiah 60. Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Praise God. Isaiah, the 60th chapter. And very quickly, we just want to remind ourselves of a promise here that God has made to us and for us. In Isaiah, the 60th chapter. And in my Bible, the title of this chapter is The Future Glory of Zion. I don't know if you're aware of it, my brother, my sister, but you are part of Zion. You are in the earth today as Mount Zion. You're the church. Psalms 110, it talks about us. Glory to God. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, you know, the glory of God has risen upon you. Now, the glory of God lives inside of you as a believer. The glory of God, according to the Bible, is the Holy Ghost. Remember now, we've noted that your times, my times, are in God's hand. We've noted, for everything that exists, there is a time and a season and a purpose for it. But all of that came out of God. All of that came out of the glory. As we heard to our close, we want you to be mindful. It says here, verse 1 of the 60th chapter of Isaiah, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Oh, the light, the light, the light, the light, the light, the light. Well, the light, you know, we find that Bible says that the light of the glorious gospel that shined in the face of Jesus. Tells us about that in the book of Corinthians and the New Testament. The light that shines in the face of Jesus. Now that's why these next 42 days we want you to spend some quality time with Jesus. We want you to look into the face of Jesus. Why? Because the light of the glorious gospel of Christ is found in his face. That is the transforming light. Where it says here, arise, shine, for the light is coming, the glory of the Lord is with. See, the glory of God. Moses experienced this light when he was on the mountain. When he was up there with God, praise God. And when he came down from the mountain, the glory of that experience burned into his skin. And stayed there. He got sunburned, S-O-N burned. We need to be S-O-N burned here in the next 42 days. We need to come out of this 42-day extravaganza, this fasting and praying and seeking God with a suntan, an S-O-N tan. We need to be burnt to look like God. We need to have this brassy look on our face. Why? So that the glory of God would be affixed to us. Said the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, or because, verse 2, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And many of us, we kind of feel that. The darkness is covering the earth. But see, that's why. See, this is your time, my brother. This is your season. God wants to totally envelop you in light in this dark time, in this dark season. Many of us, you know, we talk about, oh, how bad it is. Ah, you know, it's great. Ah, ha, ha. What? Guess what? This is your time. This is your season. The designated reason for you to be alive in the earth, this is the time for you to shine, my brother. Why? Let's keep reading here. We're almost done. He said, and behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Now, most of us would conclude that there's a lot of gross stuff going on. That's why you and I, my brother, we're going to have to speak as prophetic people, as apostolic people, as kingdom people. We need to speak against. We need to decree and declare the answer, not the problem. We got the media and the world talking about the problem. We need to be decreeing and declaring the answer, the solutions. We need to speak from the position of what the word, the covenant says, and release the promise. Why? Because the whole earth is to be covered with the glory of God. You and I are agents of change. God has brought us and he has birthed us into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. You and I are called to what? Turn the light on in the darkness. We're the light, Jesus said. We're the light of the world. We are to exhibit, emulate, and demonstrate. We're to showcase. We're to be the light show. We are to glow in the dark. Come on, talk to me, somebody. We are the agents that are to release the glory, the power of God. It says, and gross darkness to people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. That's what we're talking about. The times that we're living in are times for God to arise upon us. That's why it says, arise, shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And it says, and his glory, verse 2, shall be seen upon thee. However, we're going to have to step away from being normal, mere men, mere people. We're going to have to walk as children of the eternal God. One final thing here, we want to read this in closing. I want you to understand. I want you to understand something, my brother. In closing, over back over here. Back over here in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verse 11. Listen to this. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. God has made everything beautiful in his time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. My brother, my sister, there's some stuff that's inside of you that only you and God can reconcile. It's called a calling. It's a calling. So if you're wrestling tonight, whether you're called of God, if you're wrestling tonight and trying to decide whether you're going to continue with God or not, stop wrestling. Stop being like Jacob. At some point, you're just going to have to surrender to the will of God. It is needful and necessary for you to just to surrender to God. Why? Because you got eternity that God has sown inside of you at your birth. While you were in your mother's womb, God sowed inside of you, inside of your mind, and inside of your heart, his eternal purposes. This is much bigger than what you call life. This is much greater than what you have declared as your mission and your assignment. You got eternity inside of you, speaking to you, demanding that you give God everything you got so that you can be visited by God, so that God can arise upon you and shine, so that you can be the light show
and so that you can glow in the dark, so that the glory of God can be released in the earth, so that the earth can be filled with the glory of God by you and through you as an agent of glory. However, we need to align ourselves with this. We need to also come against and speak against everything that God has said is out of time for your life. That's the things that you need to break covenant with, because the lifespan of those things is over. The cancer, the lifespan of cancer, the expiration on the cancer is today. Today that you hear my voice, the Lord says, harden not your heart. I'm telling you today, some of you under the sound of my voice, the designation and the lifespan of the cancer, they said, so far from what you've heard, it still exists today, but I'm telling you, today is the last day of the cancer. Why? Because you are birthed from the glory realm. And your God, who holds your life in his hands, and who controls or holds your time in his hands, and whose you are, who you belong to, there's no sickness and disease in heaven. Sickness and disease cannot live in the glory. Cancer can't live in the glory. It always dies in the glory. High blood pressure, diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, angina, panic attacks, sleep disorders, thyroid disorders, poverty. There's no poverty in the glory. There's no demonic oppression in the glory. The Bible says, for this cause was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil are destroyed in the glory. The devil has no power in the glory. The Bible tells us that in Acts 10:38, how Jesus went about doing good and healing all those that were what? Oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. There's no oppression in the glory. All of this stuff is non-existence. Why? Because it has no allotted time in the glory. So tonight, right now, by the blood of Jesus, I join my faith with everyone under the sound of my voice right now, and we take authority as sons and daughters of God, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, as a representative of the kingdom, as an ambassador of Jesus, I rebuke and bind up all cancer, all diabetes, all high blood pressure, or any sickness or disease, all back problems, all insomnia, all stomach issues and gastritis, ulcerated conditions in the name of Jesus. I rebuke in any I bind up and dismantle all diseases of the kidneys and the liver, all problems with your intestines, the bowel. Right now, all blockages in the areas of the heart valves and the veins and arteries, in Christ Jesus' name, I curse right now every malady, every illness. I rebuke and bind up all brain injury problems where one is suffering from memory lapse and memory loss issues. I come against any thyroid problems, any swelling, and goiters. I curse any goiters in the neck area because of enlarged thyroids in Jesus' name. I bind up any lumps in any one's chest area where there's been some diagnosis of cancer. I curse all cancerous growths in the bodies of those under the sound of my voice. By the authority of this and in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind up all bacteria infections in the sinus cavities and in the throat areas, in the lungs. In Jesus' name, I curse and
dismantle in the name of Jesus all pneumonia, all flu symptoms in Jesus' name. I break the power of any arthritic conditions in the hands and in the feet and the elbows in Christ, in the shoulders. I break the power of any arthritic principality in Jesus' name. Father, I call forth and I decree everyone under the sound of my voice healed. Father, I appropriate the very weighty presence of God, the kabod of God released now upon those under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. Father, I rebuke and bind up every spirit of recession, every spirit of poverty and lack, every spirit of depression, economic recession. I rebuke you and bind you now in Christ Jesus' name. I call forth the glory of God to overwhelm those under the sound of my voice. I decree the miraculous right now, and a change in your economic position, a change in your economic status. I call forth the glory of God right now to overwhelm those under the sound of my voice. And we decree the miraculous. We release economic miracles upon you, my brother, economic miracles upon you, my sister. We call them forth right now. We call those things that be not as they were. We call forth the dimensions of the supernatural from the glory realm. I change your finances right now, my brother. I change your finances right now, my sister. I loose a supernatural increase. I call forth the overabundance that Jesus has purchased for you at Calvary. I loose right now shalom upon you and peace that passes all understanding in Christ Jesus' name. I change your body structure right now. Those of you that stood in a way because of this various physical ailment, right now I decree that your back is straightened, that your leg is healed, that your hands are delivered in Christ Jesus' name. I command every spirit that's not of God right now in Jesus' name to go right now. I cancel your assignment. I break the curse and the judgments of witchcraft, divination, and voodoo over your life, all juju and all satanic operations in your life, I cancel in Jesus' name. And I command those demons that were a part of the witchcraft, that were a part of the judgment, I command them, I cancel their assignment, I command them to go right now, go to the place where Jesus would send you in Jesus' name. I loose my brother, I loose my sister from the oppression of these demon powers in Jesus' name. And Father, we appropriate the signs and wonders, and we release signs and wonders. I decree signs and wonders in your life right now in Jesus' name. Father, I also pray for those under the sound of my voice who have not yielded themselves to Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And according to the Bible, Jesus, according to what Paul said, even in the book of Romans, he tells us that the simplicity of submitting even to the finished work of Jesus at the cross at Calvary. Jesus, you told Paul by the Holy Ghost in the 10th chapter of Romans, you said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so right now, dear brother, dear sister, those of you under the sound of my voice, we ask, Lord God, Father, I pray right now, even as my brother and my sister repeats after me, Heavenly Father, right now I call upon you. Your word tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord is Jesus. And right now I call upon you, Jesus, to save me. Save me, Lord Jesus. Save me right now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth you as Lord of my life. I believe that God the Father raised you, Jesus, from the dead when you died on the cross at Calvary for my sins. The Father, God Almighty, raised you from the dead. And I believe that in my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior right now by faith. I ask that you would forgive me of all my sins. I pray, Father, that you would receive me as one of your children now. I believe this in my heart, Father, that you've raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that Jesus is my atonement, the propitiation for my sins. I receive this now by faith. I believe this in my heart. I say it with my mouth, that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life now. I am born again. I am saved. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Apostle, for that mighty word that you brought forth tonight. And if you are on the phone lines or if you are over the internet and you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, Kingdom Builder International would like to send you an MP3 copy of the Bible or a Bible if you do not have one. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Jesus. And the word of God says in Matthew 12:23, but he that receives seed into the ground, receives seed into good ground, is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bring forth some as 100-fold, 60-fold.
Yes.
And 30-fold.
Yes.
So you can sow into Kingdom Builders International by going to www.kingdomplaza.org. It is a secure website. Glory be to God. And you will be sowing into good ground. And go tell someone about the mighty word that came forth tonight from the men of God. Glory be to God. Our own Apostle Leonard Emmons, that comes on every first and third Tuesday, glory to God, at 7 o'clock p.m. And at this time, I am going to open the line for a prayer request or a comment right quick. We still have a couple of minutes left. So if you're on the line and you'd like to come forth, you can come forth now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God, we just thank you for what you are doing in the lives of your people. Glory to God. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God,
thank
I just cover my apostle in the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, or his family,
you, Lord,
or the Living Way Christian Center, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
I ban every
you,
spirit
Jesus.
Of backlash and retaliation,
yes,
that may try to come forth,
yes,
against the man of God, for the word, that the
yes,
right
yes.
now word that he brought forth out of his
yes,
belly
Lord.
Tonight, in the
thank
name
you, Lord,
of
Jesus.
Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural in
thank
his
you,
life,
Lord,
Lord God. I thank you that miracles, signs, and wonders
yes, Lord.
Shall follow the word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord
bless
God,
you, Lord.
That every knee
yes,
shall be
Lord.
Supplied for him and the ministry and his family
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord
God.
I
we thank
that.
You, Father God, for the
welcome
man of God.
Lord.
I bind up every attack of enemy they try to send out against the man of
thank
God.
You, Lord,
I thank you, Lord God, for commissioning your warring angels on his behalf in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the revelation that you have given the man of God, and we give you all the praises and all the honor
the praise,
and all
magnified.
The glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
bless
you,
God.
Bless you.
We give you the praise glory
you,
in advance for breakthroughs. We give you the glory in advance for
you,
what
Lord,
you're
Jesus,
doing
Lord,
in our personal lives and in
Jesus,
our lives,
kingdom,
God, in the name of Jesus.
Kingdom,
glory to
yes,
your master's name, God.
Your
you're
kingdom,
worthy of all the glory
kingdom,
and all the honor, God. We
kingdom,
thank
Jesus,
you for your love and your grace and your mercy,
bless
God.
You, Lord,
we thank
yes,
you
Lord.
That the man of God is covered in the blood of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory
in
be to God. Glory be to God. At this time, Apostle, do you have any closing remarks?
Again, we just want to urge those, you know, I found over the years that, you know, what you do in January, February, March is crucial for how you're going to end up in October, November, and December. And so we want to just urge folk to just to embrace God, pursue the Lord, you know, seek the kingdom, put yourself in a place of readiness and being prepared for what the Lord is going to reveal and unveil and spring us into. You know, that's the main thing that's on my heart. You know, we believe in God for a breakthrough and deliverance. We believe in God for advancement and the opportunity to advance the kingdom and advance the word, the covenant. And so I'm just thrilled, you know, for you and about you and your family and about kingdom, builders, kingdom daughters. And we're just thrilled about those that are willing to keep saying yes to the Lord. And so we just, again, urge folk, those that are challenged, to join with us at any point in this time of fasting, praying. Please join us. We do believe that it's going to be life-changing and that it will help us to advance overall.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm just looking forward to hear the testimonies that are going to come forth from this time of fasting and praying and seeking the face of the Lord. And again, I thank God for everyone that has called in. I thank God for all the internet listeners and for everyone that's going to listen to it in archives later. Go tell somebody that they can still listen to the broadcast. Glory be to God. And we love you. We appreciate you, Apostle. Glory to God.
We love you. I appreciate you all, too. All the kingdom builders, kingdom daughters. Bless God.
And
you know, be blessed this year. You know, be advanced this year. We command the blessing of God upon everyone under the sound of my voice.
Jesus.
That this year would be significant, that we all will look back and say, oh, my God,
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
He really just showed himself strong in 2013. You know, there's so many doom and gloom things that are being released, but
I want you folks
to just be mindful. This year will be significantly better than any other year that folk have even experienced up to this time. I decree it in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And again, everyone, continue to have a blessed evening. Until next time, glory to God. God loves you. And just keep your focus on the Lord and what he's doing in your life. And good night.
Good night. Good night. God bless. We love you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.